Ty Barker sang along to the radio as he wound down the canyon, Horseshoe Home Ranch in his rearview mirror. He belted out the lyrics, the tune catchy, and the singer's voice in the exact range of Ty's capabilities. The song ended, and Ty slung his arm out the open window the whole afternoon ahead of him. "That's a good song right there, Owen," he said, as if the country music star who used to live in Gold Valley rode shotgun next to him. Of course he didn't, but Ty felt a connection to Owen Carr anyway, mostly because he'd been covering the staff horseback riding lessons at Silver Creek since the cowboy left a couple of summers ago. Everyone Ty knew had found some way to move on, leave him behind. Caleb had gotten married, Jace and Tom, too. There were several cowboys at Horseshoe Home that weren't attached, but they all seemed much younger than Ty, and he definitely felt isolated from the crowd where he'd once fit. Another song came on, and Ty exchanged his troubled thoughts for the lyrics he had memorized. The sun shone overhead, and everything in Gold Valley seemed carpeted in shades of green. From the sagebrush surrounding the waterfalls, to the lawn framing the church, to the trees towering at the park. A sense of contentment filled Ty at the familiar sight of the only home he'd ever known. He hadn't left and traveled like some did. He hadn't joined the rodeo. He'd never left Gold Valley. Couldn't even understand why someone would want to. Both of his sisters, one older and one younger, had felt the pull to other parts of the country, leaving Ty here to take care of his parents and the house they'd all grown up in. Ty didn't mind. He liked getting away from the ranch, enjoyed an easy afternoon of mowing the lawn and shaping the shrubbery along his parents' front walk. If he could get the morning chores, which no one wanted on Saturdays except for him, he'd stay in town for the weekend dances that happened all summer long. Tonight, in fact, and a smile stole across his face. He drove through downtown, his gaze wandering to the park where the dance would be later that evening, the weight of needing more committee members pulling on his mind. A horn sounded, and Ty refocused his attention forward just in time to see the red light. He slammed on his brakes moments before a blue truck sailed in front of him. His head snapped forward and then back, and his heart catapulted to the base of his throat. "Can't dance if you're dead," he muttered to himself, checking both directions before he inched forward again, even though his light had turned green. He kept his mind on driving for the rest of the way to Silver Creek, where he arrived with a half hour to spare before the riding lessons began. After walking around the barn from the parking lot, he entered it and moved down the row of horses, greeting them all as if they were old friends. Ty paused outside Pompey's stall, which was empty. The patients at Silver Creek didn't ride on Saturdays, so the horse shouldn't have been gone. Ty glanced around, his pulse skipping ahead of itself once more.
"Where is he?"
he asked a smaller horse named Kimchi.
"He's all right, isn't he?"
Ty considered horses as much his friends as humans, and his concern for the tall quarter horse spiked. He vaulted the fence and landed in Pompey's stall, moving quickly toward the back opening that led to an outdoor arena. Though his boots made clomping noises against the cement, he could distinctly hear the uneven rhythm of horses' hooves as he approached the arena. Sure enough, a woman rode Pompey in the arena, her hair fanning out like a fantastic white blonde curtain behind her. He couldn't see her face, but he could see she didn't quite know how to get Pompey to do what she wanted. The horse's gait was stilted, and she yanked on the reins when she wanted him to go right, but he didn't. Ty climbed the rungs on the fence and sat on the top one.
"You're squeezing him too tight," he called.
The woman swung toward him, surprise etched across her face. She yelped as Pompey also turned his attention to Ty and then headed right for him. Shock traveled through Ty as the horse rose into a gallop, and he scrambled over the fence just as Pompey arrived, skidding to a stop and throwing the woman from his back.